Two women from the Philippines were among those wounded in Tuesday's suicide attack in Mosul. Many residents of developing countries seek work abroad where they can earn a far better income than they can at home. Often it's a tough choice, especially when working in a war zone. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, the Philippine government is trying to prevent its citizens from traveling to Iraq to find jobs.
Rene Canoy, a welder, should be in Iraq right now. Should be, wanted to be, but isn't. And his family's Christmas, he says, would have been far brighter had he gone. Canoy had a contract to go to Iraq to work as a welder. He was due to start December 7th. And the job, he says, would have paid $550 a month, plus free room and board.
I could have sent all $550 home to support my family, even though it's dangerous. I wanted to go, so I could earn enough to get my family out of poverty.
Canoy reckoned he'd be willing to stay in Iraq for 10 years if the job lasted that long, in order to earn enough to reach his goal. That would have been preferable, he says, to staying in the Philippines, working at this factory welding cellular phone towers for $5 a day.
I'm not afraid of the prospect of getting hurt or killed. What I'm after is to be able to give my children a secure future.
In a downtown Manila office, recruiter Florante de Guzman sits at his desk, a large map of the Middle East on one wall, a tall stack of resumes in front of him. He says his firm had found jobs for some 1,800 workers, including Rene Canoy, before the government banned travel to Iraq.
Because there's no job here in the Philippines. They'd rather die working there with money instead of dying here with an empty stomach.
Filipinos have been going abroad to work for decades in hopes of securing a better future, a practice the government has encouraged. 1 in 10 Filipinos works abroad. The government says it expects them to send nearly $8 billion back home this year alone. But the kidnapping of one of those workers in Iraq earlier this year posed a problem for the government. The kidnapper said they would kill the worker unless the Philippines withdrew its small contingent of troops from Iraq. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo complied, the hostage was released, and the travel ban was announced a few weeks later.
The issue of the economic benefit issue, we don't even discuss this. For us, the safety of our workers is the prime consideration.
Undersecretary Danilo Cruz of the Philippines Department of Labor and Employment.
Sure, we do sympathize with them, but Iraq is not only our deployment place. Our workers still have an option to work in other countries rather than Iraq.
Cruz says the government is worried the loss of even one life could spark a national crisis for the government. Opponents, he said, would accuse the president of being insensitive to the safety of her countrymen. But welder Rene Canoy says she's insensitive because of the ban.
President Aquino only made life more difficult for us by preventing us from going to Iraq. I wish I could tell the president if there were job opportunities here in the Philippines, I would not have to ask to go to Iraq.
Some Filipinos are simply ignoring the ban. Undersecretary Cruz estimates 3,000 have snuck into Iraq illegally in the past few months. President Aquino ran for and won re-election in May, promising to create 6 to 10 million new jobs in the next 6 years. Until that happens, many Filipinos argue, she should lift the ban and let them take their chances, even in Iraq. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.